This is Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. Yep, this is GQDN. I got the words wrong, didn't I? That's so informal. We won't start again. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free trial at audibletrial.com/groupquest. I meant credit. I'm screwing up already. I don't care. Also, brought to you by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Go get your drink mixes. Go to the site. I don't edit this. Go to the site, swiftenergy.gg, and go get your stuff. You get 25% off your purchase if you put in the word quest as a promo code. It's good stuff, and they added a flavor too, and they got some steel cups, and oh, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Anyway, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, we got a lot of videos up there. We got a full-on archive. Yes, we do. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a car. Yeah. And we got controllers. And we got some pricing issues. Up and down. But there are some issues. And this is from Destructoid.com because we talked about Unity before. And they're going for some resizing. Basically, they're going to lay off about 25% of their workforce. And those layoffs are to be completed by March. So within the next 3 months. That was by an internal company memo. And that stated that it's being done as Unity. As it, quote, restructures and refocuses on its core business. And to position itself for long-term and profitable growth. So, keep in mind that this is the same company that had to review its pricing structure for the uploads and downloads. Yep, they're on that train. Well, I'll explain more during the weekly show. I'm thinking that's going to be in there, but I know what will be. In 9 days, Xbox will have its developer direct. I got three sites for you. It's the Xbox Wire, it's IGN, and .esports. And they're all saying the same thing because what the Xbox Wire said. Indiana Jones will be there. The game. Avowed will also be there. Era, History Untold. And Suna's Saga, Hellblade 2 will be there. But that's only four games. What else could they be showing? Well, it'll be on all the Xbox channels starting at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So get your times from there. I know I'll be watching about 3 p.m. But as soon as I get home. And that'll be 8 p.m. in the UK. So that would be next Thursday. Not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday after. Interesting, interesting, interesting. We'll see what they have planned for this year. Now, the next two articles is more of an update because Baldur's Gate 3 is still having problems with Xbox. And it's more about uploading the gameplay videos. And all of a sudden, the Xbox accounts are being suspended. So they're still having issues. So here's an update from a very AFK. We've seen reports that some players got banned, otherwise faced issues on Xbox having uploaded screenshots, videos of their gameplay content. We're in discussion with Microsoft and we're looking into it. Annoying and uncool. Well, that's what he said before, right? Well, here's what Xbox support did say on X. To provide clarity on Baldur's Gate 3, mature content, enforcement actions, Xbox account suspensions are not automatic. Each clip is reviewed by a moderator, and if found in violation of our safety and content policies, actions accordingly. Now we get to some good stuff. Well, depending on your perspective. Sea of Thieves, the PlayStation 5 version, or may have a PlayStation 5 version, and so might Hi-Fi Rush? Well, this is according to PlayStationLifestyle.net. And, well, yeah, PlayStation 5 could be getting Sea of Thieves. And they're saying and/or Hi-Fi Rush, or maybe not either. So this could be an either, or both, or not anything at all. So, Jeff Grubb was talking about this on the Game Mess Morning's Giant Bomb podcast. Here's what he said, quote, "When I first started hearing these rumors, I was like, oh, this is probably about Sea of Thieves, because I've heard that could come to Switch and PlayStation. Well, we'll see what happens." but I'll use the hashtag, I believe it when I see it. But I know what I won't see, since I don't play Dead by Daylight. According to Engadget.com, Alan Wake is coming on January 30th. Yeah, there's already a video about it up on YouTube, so you can go check that out. Alan Wake will be coming to Dead by Daylight. Appropriate. And what could be also appropriate or not, there's a price tag on the Apple Vision Pro. It's $3,500 and it will come out in less than a month, about 3 weeks from now. $3,500 for the Apple Vision Pro. And that is an augmented reality headset. Now, why does it cost so much? Well, it's got 12 cameras, 5 sensors, 6 microphones. That way they can consistently monitor your eyes and surroundings, allowing you to work with the interface, which is on a new system called Version OS. And it has a mixture of gestures, taps, hand flicks, eye focus, so on and so forth. So, there's that. Apple finally hitting the Visionverse. Now we get to Diablo 4. Because why? Well, according to IGN, and you can see it on Amazon, it's on sale. 36% off, $45. Probably more than an accurate price. Okay, that's a viewpoint, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. That's my fault. But anyway, it is $45. So if you want Diablo 4, now's the time to get it. Okay. We got a little bit of show thing here, but typically you would see stuff like, we got more Star Wars coming to Disney Plus. We got Last of Us, and well, that's what we're talking about here. Last of Us and God of War. Oh, typically this will be on GQ2. In the GQ2 channel on our Discord. So if you want to know about those stories, patreon.com/thegroupquest, get into our Discord, and get to it. Just get to it. Anyway, according to GameSpot.com, we have an update on the God of War and Horizon TV shows. So, Catherine Pope, the Sony Pictures television president, did do some talking. Quote, "We're delighted to have writing underway on 2 new IP-based projects," end quote. Because she's talking about Season 2 of Twisted Metal, that's for Peacock, God of War, and Horizon TV shows. Now, God of War is being made for Prime Video, and Horizon is going to be made for Netflix. Now, the Sony PlayStation Productions are focusing on these shows to bring more games out to TV and film. Okay, maybe that didn't make sense. Look, the Sony PlayStation Productions are focusing on the games that Sony is making within their individual companies, and they're trying to put that to TV and film. So, we shall see what happens there. All right, let's get back to Xbox because, oh, looky, we got a controller. It's retro. It's on IGN, and a part of the Hyperskin presentation, they shown a Xbox Controller S, which, if I'm not mistaken, takes you back to the original Xbox series, and we're just talking about the controller here. So, the controller will most likely work with Xbox Series X and S and PC. But we shall see here. Now we get to talk about TVs monitors, because hey, we have gaming monitors. Yes, I know. My tongue's getting in the way. Don't care. Anyway, according to WCCF Tech, there's a 37-inch 4K gaming monitor. Once again, we're talking about CES 2024. That's the Consumer Electronics Show. And the 37-inch 4K gaming monitor is Samsung, and it's a 2D/3D gaming monitor. So how would you like to have that monster truck come right out at you? Go look for that monitor with a QLE display, and you will see that image coming right out at you. Now, there are more specs to this, but I'm not going to get into that here. Because how about just playing in your car? I mean, seriously. According to VG247, Sony did reveal a gamer car once again at CES 2024. Yeah, Oh, yeah. There was a car that was driven out on stage using a PlayStation 5 controller. Now, this was a tech demo, but it is possible now.
Yep.
So I ever need a car with a PlayStation controller. Xbox, you're probably not that far behind. Nintendo? Anyway, this has been a Donk Sports production. Because I don't know how to transition out of that. 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.
And a new car?